Applebee's Unicorn Store. Written and edited by Eric Cocker. Her name was Applebee. Her stance always slumped, her old eyes searching all the time, searching around the small shop. But it wasn't any normal shop now. It was a unicorn shop built to the brim with unicorns. Every so often, a person would walk into Mrs. B's shop and ask, as Mrs. B loomed over them, if they could have a unicorn. Once, per se, someone had a unicorn from Mrs. B's little shop on Cherry Street, they'd usually take it home and use its horn or have it as a pet. The unicorns with their horns removed, for reasons stifled by these people, were usually sent to the place called the United States, where they would be renamed horses and sold out to people there. But one day, someone schemed to steal all the unicorns from Mrs. B's shop on Cherry Street. Someone overheard them mumbling to themselves about it and rushed to tell Mrs. B, but she was skeptical. So on that day, Mrs. B, in the unicorn store on Cherry Street, was engrossed in mixing feed for her precious unicorns when she was wrong. She ran out of the store and began calling her unicorns names.
Millhaven, Kingston, Warkworth, Frontenac,
she yelled at the top of her voice. Unfortunately for her, nobody answered. She then phoned all her friends and told them to start looking, but nothing turned up. She soon retreated to her store and got a call from the U.S. She picked it up and heard an official tell her to go there because they wanted to talk to her. Soon after, she was sitting in an FBI interrogation room and was being asked repeatedly what her profession was and was answering truthfully. But the FBI agent didn't care about a shop full of unicorns. He wrapped her in a straitjacket, locking her in a mental institution. Afraid and confused, Mrs. B thought of her home, thinking so hard that she thought her mind might explode. But then, just at the break of time, she heard a bolt slide and her cell door opened. She was told that someone was there to see her, and so she saw that the same person who ruined her felt the theft brought a small device into the room. He said this device could make a small portal to the past and sit down on the floor. Mrs. B stepped on it and was surprised to find herself staring at the television in her chair. She heard a soft click behind her and immediately turned around and beat the person who was in the process of stealing her unicorns over the head with her purse, and that was that. Nowadays, Mrs. B lives with her unicorn store on Cherry Street on an island called Drumheller, off the coast of Grierson, selling unicorns to anyone who needs one. Maybe one day, you will find your way to buy a unicorn.